The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 664.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a performance and fulfillment coach for high achievers and entrepreneurs, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Yuri Choi. Yuri, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yes, thank you, Sheena. It is such a pleasure to be here and an honor to be here. And so my name is Yuri Choi, and I am a performance and fulfillment coach for high achievers, and really helping them really access their authentic power and confidence and, you know, happiness in their life as they are being successful. And, you know, I find that a lot of us, especially coming from an Asian culture, I'm sure a lot of people can resonate. And we sometimes come from more of a masculine culture, which is more like achievement oriented and success oriented, which is all really amazing and powerful. And I think it's also so important to really check in with our, you know, just inner self, like how happy are we? How fulfilled are we? How aligned are we? So that's what I'm really passionate about.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Yuri, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I was actually born in Korea, South Korea, and I moved here when I was 11, here meaning the U.S., when I was 11 years old. And I've lived in Denver, I've lived in California, or I'm in California still now.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
You know, I'm going to just be authentic here. I am. And it's more of a mantra rather than a quote, I suppose. And it's just, really just letting go of all the layers of who we think we should be. And just coming back to, like, who are we at the core? Like, without our ego layer, without our, you know, all these different masks that we wear for our parents or for, you know, our career or our clients or whatever. Like, behind all that, who are we? Like, at the soul level. And if you can really just check back in and say, like, I am, you know, not needing to really add anything to that, just being like, I am. That really always brings me back to what's important and helps me align.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, just those two words can really make you think, right? And go deep within yourself and to realize, like you mentioned, without who you are, without all the outside forces or outside, I'm trying to find the word, but I can't find it. but it's so important to just, you know, sit down, have time to yourself. And I guess it's a form of meditation at the same time. And you can really get to know who you are. So I really like what you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Yeah, in my own words, self-confidence is just being comfortable and being integrated with all the different parts of you. What I find, especially with my clients that I work with, sometimes where they lose their confidence, actually I'll say twofold, which is one, they have all these different masks that they're wearing, whether it's like one for their clients, one for their parents, one for their friends. And then, you know, they just kind of forget who they are because there's like the integrated part of them that includes all of them. And they're unable to really integrate that into just one being. So for example, if I can share, I still do write a lot of poetry, but back in the day, like a couple years ago, I was really scared and nervous to really show that part of me, that like artistic, like raw, poetic part of me for whatever reason, because I thought that I had to wear this mask of being something else. And slowly I was able to integrate like all parts of me, the artist part of me, the poet part of me, and the businesswoman part of me. And like once I can like fully show up as all I am, that's when it starts to get really fun and comfortable. And I think the second part is really closing the gap between your words and your action, and like no one's perfect, but continuously working on closing that gap so that, you know that what you say you'll do, you will do, even for you, and most importantly for yourself. So for example, like I have clients who are like, you know, trying to quit smoking or trying to quit drinking. And, you know, it's not necessarily the substance itself or the bad habit itself, but it's a self-talk that happens. Like they say, I'm going to quit, and then they don't. So in their mind, they're chipping away at their confidence because they, before anyone else, knows that their words aren't as powerful. So if they're able to close that gap, I really truly believe that your confidence goes up because now you believe what you say, you believe who you say you are, and you're again able to show up fully.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great definition. And Yuri, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I, 10 years ago, maybe 13 years ago, I would say that I was, even though from the outside, I looked successful, like I was getting good grades in college and all of that, I was really insecure deep down. And there were parts of me that I let everything but myself tell me what's supposed to be beautiful and perfect. And, there was like a month in college where I would say I had an eating disorder. And thankfully, I'm, thankful that, I got out of that habit before it became manifested into like a long-term thing for me. But it was really coming from a place of like wanting to be perfect and wanting to fit into whatever the society says is skinny or pretty or beautiful. And yeah, so like that's just one of the symptoms of my lack of confidence back then. And again, there were so many different layers of me that I was hiding under. And it was lonely in that way, So I would say it just didn't feel good. I didn't feel whole. And now I know that no matter where I am already whole. I am already perfect. And it doesn't have to be a certain way. I just am. It goes back to that for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all go through, right? Especially that definition of beauty, especially as Asian women, right? I know like I went to Korea and I remember how like there's beauty ads everywhere, my friend telling me how there's like plastic surgery clinics everywhere because there's a certain definition of what beauty's supposed to look like, not realizing like we're all beautiful in our own way. And if we can learn to accept ourselves for who we truly are and see the beauty within us, then, that will shine, on the outside. And, it does take work, like you mentioned, but it's definitely worth it, right? And what was that point in your life when you realized, you were more than worthy to be who you are and, be who you are today, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
Sure. And to be honest, I don't think it happened in just one moment. It was more of a practice. And I'm a yogi, I love yoga, but there was a time in my life where that wasn't a part of my life. And through yoga and through meditation, through these practices, gradually I was able to see that this journey is really truly about me and my purpose. And for me, I slowly start to understand that when I'm on my mat, I'm not competing with anybody, but just really testing my ability to grow and expand. So that was kind of the gradual process. And also, I will say this, I guess there was an aha moment, and this is rather more recent. In 2017, my dad passed away due to cancer, and I remember, until then, I knew what death was, but I didn't really know. I knew conceptually what death was, people die, but I've never experienced death in that deep way. And I remember at one point I was holding my dad, who had passed away, and I was holding his physical, being, but his soul, his spirit wasn't there. In that moment, it became really clear to me that our body, we put so much, focus and energy into the body part, but really it's just a shell. It's literally a meat suit. It's literally a shell that we get to have so that our soul can fulfill its purpose and whatever it wants to manifest in this physical world. So for me, that was a big aha moment, I would say. And I just kind of realized my body is just really, and I guess I'm correlating my body as self-confidence because that's a battle that I went through. But for me, that was just oh wow, my body is just an outside shell of who I really am deep down. So that was a big aha moment for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And, it's crazy when you have, those realizations. And after that, it's like you see life in a different way and, you have different perspectives and, you can go out there and, start living your own life, realizing especially, with death, sometimes life is so short, we don't even realize how much time we have on earth, especially when a loved one passes away, right? And it's so sudden and it's you don't see it coming and it doesn't matter what age, right? It still hurts. It's still oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. But, it's a part of life and, we can learn, a lot from it in the process as well. And, because of your realizations, what's your life been like now?
So after that experience, up until then, by the way, I was in the corporate world. I was in corporate sales for 10 years. And I kind of had a realization. I'm like, wow, I am also going to die one day. So if that's the case, like what do I want to actually do in this life? And that was the first time that I really started thinking deeply about, like, what is the legacy I want to leave behind? Like, what is the impact that I want to have in this world? Which is so crazy because, you know, I say we, but really I'm just going to speak for myself, which is that I went through college and I really thought that there's only one way to live, which is you go to college, you get a job, and then you work, and then you retire, and then you die. And I thought that was really the only way. And then after that experience, I was like, well, is that really the only way? What can I actually do? Like, there was always this feeling that I wasn't fulfilling my full potential and purpose. So I kind of went on this journey to just adventure through world, like what would world look like if I didn't have all these, you know, societal rules and limitations that I had put on myself. So I started a fit apparel line for women empowerment. I also kind of decided to really own the parts of me that are artistic and, you know, a poet and all that. And I decided that I'm going to just start painting, and I started selling my art online. I got featured in all these, like, you know, events as a featured artist. Like, I really just went on this adventure just to, like, play with my limits and, you know, just play with those, you know, whatever things that were stopping me, those limiting beliefs that I had created for myself. And I really came back to this, which is that I love helping people. I realized that, you know, people don't take care of their mental health. And I know for a fact that even with my dad's cancer battle, like, it had a lot to do with his emotional health and spiritual health. So that's something that I just decided that I'm really passionate about. So I went, you know, I got a coach and I really dedicated my career towards this. So yeah, so I transitioned from a corporate working busy bee to an entrepreneur. And I feel like I'm really like adventuring through life now rather than feeling like I'm stuck somewhere.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I know this sounds so simple, but just really going back to that, we were already born perfect. Like no one looks at their child when they're like an hour old and say, you're so whatever. All the, you know, self-talks that we give ourselves, you know, in those moments of weakness. And just like go back to that, like become your own nurturing self and just talk to yourself as if you are that infant, because you are, and you are perfect, like, to start. And there's no way that has ever left you. So just really coming back to that, like, true self-love, as if you're talking to your baby self, like, you know, and just really being loving to yourself. So that would be my tip.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I would love to connect. I love people. And I am especially passionate about helping women as well as, you know, Asian women. I think there's so many amazing women out there, amazing Asian people out there who can really awaken their power too. So my Facebook is Yuri Choi, so YURICHOY, and you can find me on facebook.com/YuriChoiCoach, or you can find me on Instagram at Yuri1C.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Yuri, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Yuri's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Yuri for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thanks so much, Yuri.
Thank you so much, Sheena. You're amazing. Thank you so much for having me here.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.